98 FM's Dublin Talks.
With Adrian Kennedy.
We're live every morning from 10. Only on 98 FM.
Shocking information, Manix, I have to say, about how children at a very young age are being dragged into the horrible drugs world. What sort of evidence have you got for this, Manix?
There'll be plenty of evidence of this. I mean, this has been, it's no surprise that this is in the papers today. I mean, this has been ongoing for quite some time. We certainly know of very, very young children being used as couriers. We certainly know of families who have been, you know, how would you put it, threatened when these children lose these drugs, or these drugs are stolen from these children, that the family have to pay up. So that's well documented. And on Garda Síochána, who I've spoken to in relation to this, are trying to piece together as much information on this phenomena as possible so they can deal with it. However, it's a very difficult area of investigation because nobody wants to open their mouth because of the threat of violence and fear. Now, in relation to the children taking drugs and using drugs and carrying drugs, if you walk into many housing estates, and again, I wouldn't be the first person to mention this, you can see open drug dealing. You can see open drug dealing on the stairwells. You can see it in the flats. You can see it on the streets. In many cases, and again, it's well documented, children are used to hide these drugs, to carry these drugs, etc. We also know, you know, for instance, in relation to the prison authorities, the children are used to courier drugs in and out of prison at visits. The problem here is, as I say, you're getting children criminalised at a very, very early age. And the families of these children, as soon as they open them out, are threatened by much more sinister figures who would be, you know, associated with what's well known now as gangland. So this is what's happened. You have gangs of individuals, males in particular, using vulnerable individuals to courier drugs, to carry drugs throughout the city, and to sell drugs.
Okay, when I read an article that starts with this line, children as young as 8 and 9 are being targeted by dealers with drugs such as marijuana, skunk grass, crack cocaine and tablets, that really sends a shiver up my spine when I think of kids as young as 8 and 9. Are these children, Manix, taking drugs or just couriering them or what?
Children's, you know, I mean, the evidence, you know, I mean, of children of that age, you know, having to go into treatment for drugs, that's again well documented.
At 8 or 9?
Absolutely, 8 or 9 years of age. I mean, like, you know, there is plenty of evidence, you know, and plenty of backup in relation to this. But, I mean, you have to remember, those who are in the business of criminality will stop at nothing. They don't have a moral code. They don't have an ethical code. They don't turn around and say, oh, well, we won't use, you know, an 8-year-old child, that we won't use a 10-year-old child, that they will stop at nothing. So in order for them to ply their trade and, you know, get their ill-gotten gain, this is what they'll do. I mean, remember, at the present moment, and Garda Síochána are out there in Dublin digging up the ground to find what they hope to be the body of an individual who vanished, you know, 17-odd years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at the headlines of the papers today, and that this evil is among us. And it doesn't start at 20 years of age or 16 years of age. It starts at a very, very young age. I mean, remember, not too long ago in this country, the state itself was locking up children, you know what I mean, and therefore criminalising them at a very early age from the likes of the Letterfrax, the Dangans and the Artains of this world. You know, that criminality and that whole issue hasn't really stopped. So when you have a situation where, in my belief, where you have estates that are under the management of Dublin City Council being mismanaged, when you have a lack of data resources, when you have the likes of Tuisla in chaos at the moment, in absolute chaos, and child protection and welfare in chaos, when you have criminal juvenile justice in chaos at the moment, this kind of activity thrives. And it's very difficult for Garda Síochána, by the way, to stop a child and search a child because there's a whole myriad of legislation and criteria around that. But it's well evidenced, you know, I can back up this situation. On Garda Síochána, as I say, have a very difficult task when they're dealing with children who are carrying drugs or holding drugs, or families who are hard-pressed and then have been threatened by gang leaders to say, like, that the child lost the drugs. I know of plenty of individuals who had to put up thousands of euros because children lost drugs that they were supposedly holding for individuals who were selling these drugs. So I know it's shocking. I mean, it is absolutely shocking.
I'll tell you the most shocking part of this whole story, Mannix, is that when you're talking about children who are as young as 8 and 9, I despair about where their parents are while they're either taking drugs or delivering drugs from A to B.
Well, I mean, the thing about it is the parents, as I say, in most cases, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I mean, are, you know, good parents. They are basically doing their absolute best. But when your child is actually threatened or you're threatened by gangs and you can't go to one guy that's in your corner, there's very little you can do. I mean, and as I say, to the fact that they don't even want to talk about it. But can I just bring you back to just one particular thing? And I know it's repugnant, but I mean, when you look at the issues around child pornography, you know, and the manner in which, you know, those evil people use children, you're at the same level here. And child pornography is absolutely huge. It's massive. It's a huge area. And you're talking about children as young as, like, you know, as young as 1 being used for this vile activity. And again, criminality. And again, at the centre of this is money. When these people set about their business to get money by illegality and crime and criminality, they'll stop at absolutely nothing. And this same prevalence is in the city of Dublin at the moment, and I'm sure Cork, and I'm sure Limerick, and I'm sure Galway. It is there. All I'm saying is that it's extremely difficult for the authorities on Garda Síochána, the HSE, and on TUSLA to piece this whole thing together, because it's very difficult for a family to step up and say, this is what's happened to my child, because then you're talking about protective custody for the whole family. Dublin City Council don't have the resources to move families out of there. But it is a fact. And these are the facts, and they're there. And like, as I say, I can understand how shocked you are on a Monday morning.
I absolutely am. And one of the things you said a moment ago, Mannix, is that, you know, these drug dealing scumbags have no filter at all, have no moral compass. That really upsets me that they would target kids of that sort of age. Stay there for one second, Mannix, because Robert, you've witnessed this yourself. Hello, Robert.
Yeah, hello.
Go on, what did you want to say?
No, I just referred back to what Mannix said at the very start of his, when he first come on. Why did he only mention, like, these drug addicts and it's all happening around flat areas and on stairwells? Can I just ask him that question? It's not only happening in flat areas, Mannix. It's happening in housing estates.
No, he did say that as well.
No, well, I didn't hear them saying that.
It's happening out there in the public domain. It's happening out there in society. It's happening out there. There's no question about that whatsoever. In these instances, I'm merely, you know, again, trying to hold Dublin City Council to account for the mismanagement of their estates in that respect. But it is happening out there. Totally right. It's happening all over the place.
Yeah, I know. I'm from the Liberties myself. I was born and reared in Brightwood Street Flat. But I just don't like, we're always stigmatised all around that area, no matter what. If you're from the Liberties, Jesus Christ, you must have heard.
Now, you're identifying the Liberties specifically, Robert. Mannix certainly didn't do that.
No, but I'm just talking about, where the area where I grew up in. That's all I'm saying. And we seem to be stigmatised, the people
no,
that were brought, you, that you, were brought
no,
up in flat.
Mannix was brought up in
that area himself. As my mother knows Mannix well, and he knows my own mother well. Do you know what I mean?
Nobody's trying to stigmatise any particular area. This is not about stigmatising any particular area. When I'm talking about flats and I'm talking about apartment complex, I'm talking about the whole of the area. That's where drugs are going to be sold or used. And so, like, it's not about stigmatising at all. I mean, like, you know, I'd be completely opposed to stigmatising neighbourhoods and areas. So I completely take your point. But I'm talking about children here being used to courier drugs in and out of, you know, apartment complexes, flat complex, and also on the streets of Dublin. It can happen at Ben O'Connor Street, it can happen in St. Stephen's Green.
You're absolutely bang on what you're saying. I've witnessed it.
And let me ask you, Robert, have you witnessed, like, young children being involved?
I've witnessed kids as young as 6, as young as 5.
Doing what?
Their mothers and fathers putting bags of gear down into their nappies and all and going down around the Merchant Quay area and selling it. I've witnessed it. Selling it, and you, like, hiding the gear in the kids' nappies and stuff like that. Like,
no, I've heard of that happening, but I've never really, up until today, heard of children being directly involved in couriering drugs. And we're talking about very young kids, Robert. That's the bit that's really getting to me here. Young kids.
Adrian, come here and I tell you something. Listen, you're around the city a long time. If they, whatever way anyone can get drugs around the city, they're going to use. Whether it's a six-year-old, a five-year-old, a four-year-old, they're going to do it. It's disgusting. It's disgusting if you have to go that low. Do you know what I mean? It's disgusting. But Mannix is right. That's what is happening.
You say that you have witnessed this yourself. What age are we talking about, Robert? I'll give you
for instance, there was a girl, I'm not going to name the area, but she was a young girl, and she sadly overdosed, she passed away. And her young fella now is 10, I think he's 10 years of age. And that young fella is actually, like, strung out on heroin, like, 10 years of age.
At 10?
10 years of age, running riot in the area where he is. I'm not going to name the area where the Yumbla lives or whatever, no name. But 10 years of age this Yumbla is. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, what chance has that poor child got in life?
None. Yeah, none.
None. Absolutely none.
All right, Robert, best of luck to you. And thanks very much indeed for talking to us.
Thanks much. Bye-bye.
This is 98FM's Dublin Talks. It is. It's just shocking to hear that sort of thing is going on with kids that young. And like I said, maybe it's just me being a little bit naive.
The voice of the city.
98FM's Dublin Talks.
With Adrian Kennedy.
We're live every morning from 10 on 98FM.